Child safety advocates say the death rate from car accidents among children 4 and under has declined over the past two decades. That's also true for children between 10 and 15 years old. But the fatality rate among children 5 to 9 years old has remained constant. Experts told a congressional committee yesterday that those children need more protection. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Pediatrician Kyron Quinlan told a Senate subcommittee he's treated children hurt gruesomely in car accidents because parents strapped them in with a regular seat belt once the baby seat was too small. He says most adults don't realize many children need a booster seat to make the seat belt fit correctly.
I recently saw a family with a four-year-old who had outgrown her car seat, her forward-facing car seat, and was using just a seat belt. I discussed the need for a belt positioning booster and advised the family to get her one. The next time I saw them, they had not gotten a booster seat. The mom said, "I remember what you told me. I remember you told me that my daughter's back could break in a crash and that she could be paralyzed, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet."
Quinlan says laws would give more clout to his advice. Right now, all states do require at least infants be restrained in car seats, but just one, Washington, specifically mentions boosters. None mandate 5 through 9-year-olds be appropriately strapped in. Child advocates want Congress to push states to adopt comprehensive booster laws or possibly pass federal requirements to strap in older children. Adrian Lund of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety agrees a law may be a good idea, but he says the quality of booster seats now varies, so Congress should set standards first.
The law does become a way of telling people information about what's good. They will buy the booster rather than the concept of proper belt fit.
Experts say a child's age and weight are less important to a proper belt fit than how a particular child fits in a particular car. Seat belts alone or with boosters must press hip bones, not a child's stomach, and cross the middle of a person's chest. But a push for boosters may just solve part of the problem. Safety groups say many children, a third of those under 4, still ride in cars with no restraints at all. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.